Bezras Hashem Yisbarach. Today's daf is Memhei Maseches Kedushin, the 1355th daf in Shas. Says we're right around the midpoint in Shas. What a special thing! We're about to turn the corner. Today's daf, we're going to pick up on the bottom of Mem Dalid on the Beis, is going to be continuing the discussion of the role of a young girl in being Mekabel Kedushin for herself. To fit it into a broader context, on Mem Gimel on the Beis, we had a machloikis between Reish Lakish and Reb Yochanan when it comes to a Nara, can she be Mekabel Kedushin for herself? Reb Yochanan has the opinion that she cannot. Reish Lakish holds that she can, according to the Chachamim. And therefore, we've been analyzing for the last daf or so the role of a girl who's underaged or young be Mekabel Kedushin and Gerushin for herself. In our daf, which we're going to pick up on Mem Dalet Amud Beis, about 12 lines from the bottom, to really understand Mem Hamadaf, we really have to pick up from Mem Dalet Amud Beis, we're going to discuss not only a Naira, but a ktana marrying herself off. Now the rule is straightforward. Min haTorah, a ktana, because she is underage, cannot get married. Even the opinion of Reish Lakish, who says that a naira can marry herself off, even Reish Lakish would agree that a ktana cannot. However, there is a takana midrabanan that does not allow us to presume that the girl is automatically not married. Because the fear is, as we're going to see, Rashi tells us, we'll see it later on in the sugya, the fear is that the husband's marriage is going to be accepted by the father, and then in such a case, then it could very well be that the girl was married, because it's considered as if her father married her off. Hence, we have a lot of details of what Min haTorah is not a kedushin at all, but midrabanan, it becomes quite complicated. Itmar, ktana sheniskatsha shaloi ledas avia. There was a ktana who had married herself off without the awareness of her father. Rashi, as we pointed out, halfway through the Amid, on Mem Dalet Amud Beis, says that in such a case, everybody agrees. Rashi's probably referring to the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, as well as a Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham that we did not review, that everybody would agree that the Kedushin is not a valid Kedushin. However, nevertheless, Amar Shmuel, and we're going to see it, this is the opinion of Rav as well, Tzricha get u tzricha miun. She needs a get, and she's going to need miun. A short introduction on miun. The halacha is that midrabanan, an underage girl, could not only be married off by her father, but what happens if, God forbid, she doesn't have a father? So then, in such a case, to help her out, because let's say her family cannot support her, midrabanan, her mother and her brothers can marry her off as well. However, in that institution of derabanan, miun could also be done by the girl. The girl, when she becomes of age, could say, I don't want to be married. Of course, in contrast to kedushin d'oraisa, where she doesn't have this option of miun. So Shmuel says a funny halacha. Tzricha get u tzricha miun. If we're choshesh that the father is going to acquiesce for this kedushin, so then she'd be married, she needs a get, but she also needs miun. Amar karna dvarim bago. Says karna, I don't understand. In get, if she requires a get, so now she's going to need a get when she's a ketana, lama miun. So once she's divorced from the husband, there's no option for miun. In miun, if she does miun, it was a case that she was married off by her mother or brothers. Lama get? Why does she need a get? Amalei, Hamar Ukva Ubeidina Bikafri Afchua. What happened was, is that Mar Ukva and his Bezdin, which was next to Naharda, they sent this Shaila, Shadru Lekameh de Rav, they sent this Shaila to Rav, except the Gemara also adds, they mixed up the Psak. They said that it was Karna who had required get and miun, and Shmuel who said Karna's argument. Im get lama miun, im miun lama get. Amala who, and Rav concurred with the psak, the real psak of Shmuel. Ha'elohim tzricha get it tzricha miun. we require both the get and miyun. V'chasle lezare. The Abba Bar Abba Dinei Mahachi. And I'm worried about the children of Abba Bar Abba, in other words, Avua de Shmuel, in other words, Shmuel, that would say the opposite. Now, why? Of course, Shmuel said the right thing. It just had been reported to Rav, the wrong thing in the name of Shmuel. The time of my, and why is that so? Amar Vachabrei Darvika Tzricha Get. The reason why she needs a get is Shem Nisratza Ha B'Kedushin. We have to be concerned that maybe the father will be okay with the Kedushin, and then the Kedushin will be binding. And Tzricha Miun, and we also need Miun, Shem Lo Nisratza Ha B'Kedushin, that the father will not want the Kedushin, and then V'Yomru, and people will say, Ein Kedushin Tovsin Ba'achosa. If the Kedushin is not binding, then of course, the fellow, let's use some names, Yaakov married Rachel, attempted to marry Rachel when she was a Ketana, but the Kedushin wasn't binding. So in such a case, there's no problem with Yaakov marrying Leah, because the Kedushin is not binding at all. And therefore, if he wants, he can. In the inverse, though, in a case where the Kedushin would be binding with Rachel, then the halacha is that whether Reuven is married to Rachel or not, in other words, even if he divorces her, the halacha is he's no longer allowed to marry Leah as long as Rachel is alive. So says the Gemara as follows. If we're going to require a get, then we're going to assume that Yaakov cannot marry Leah. And in a case where he does marry Leah, we would say, Ein Kedushin Tovsin Ba'achosa. So in this case, if we would require a get l'chumra, there is a kilkul that would come out of it, and that kilkul being that we would think that Leah is now a woman that the Kedushin would not be Tofus with Yaakov. And that's not true, according to its side, that doesn't need a get. And there are many reasons to say that there's no need for a get, because she accepted the Kedushin on her own when she was a Ketana, that is, Rachel. And therefore, really, Yaakov can marry Leah. And therefore, we require Miyun being Derabanan, to emphasize that Yaakov is not married to Rachel, but still, if it's Miyun, so then that's only Midrabanan. And Min HaTorah, the Kedushin will be Tofis with Leah, and that's the way we solve that problem. Amar Rav Nachman V'hu Sheshadcha. Rav Nachman says that this concern that we have, that maybe the father is going to want the Kedushin to go through, so then in such a case, that's only if there was talk of a Shidduch beforehand. But if there was no talk of a Shidduch beforehand, then we don't have to worry. Shem Nisratza Ha'av. Continues the Gemara on the first wide line. Mem Dalet Mem Beis. Ula Amar Afilu Miyun Eino Tzricha. Ula is of the opinion you don't even need Miyun. Afagav Deshidchu. Even if there was a Shidduch, we don't have to worry at all. Shem Nisratza Avia argues Ula in all cases. Asks the Gemara. Afagav Deshidchu. Even if there was a Shidduch that was made, the father was talking about marrying his Ketana daughter off to Yaakov. Says the Gemara, you're right. Man de masniha, lo masniha. The one who learned Rav Nachman's rule, v'hu sheshidchu, wasn't talking about Ula. Ula wasn't, those were two different sugyas. There's the sugya of shidcho, and then everybody would agree that you do need miyun. But Ula said, afilu miyun ein tzricha, he meant to disagree with the opinions of Rav and Shmuel, who said that you do need miyun in a case of where there is no shidduch. Ikad Amri Amr Ula, Ketana Shiniskat Shlo Das Avi Afilu Miyun Eino Tzricha. Some reported Ula saying that in general, a case of Ketana Shiniskat Shlo Das Avi, that he held that there is no requirement of miyun, and Rashi adds, according to this opinion, in all instances, Ula holds its way, even in a case of where there was a shidduch. Masa Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana asked the following question. The Mishnah in Yevamos tells us, V'kulan imesu aminu oniskarsho shenimtsu islandis tsarasem muteris. That in the 15 arayos that we learned in Maseches Yevamos, that the halacha is that if Yaakov has, let's deal with Yaakov's sons. If Reuven and Shimon are married to a woman, to women, and one of Reuven's wives is an erva to Shimon, so the halacha is that if Reuven dies without children, there is no mitzvah of Yibum, as well as even if Reuven had another wife that wasn't an erva, the halacha is that there is no mitzvah of Yibum, and Shimon can marry the tzara, the other wife, stam. Says the Gemara, Dikid Shaman, when the sugya describes not only a case of an erva is where there is no Yibum, as described in the beginning of that Mishnah, but if Mesu Mianu Onisgarshu. What that means is that if the erva, let's say, had died, or in other words, Reuven's wife that was Aser to Shimon passed away, or Reuven had already divorced her before Reuven passes away without children, so then the halacha is Saraseh Mutaras, then Shimon can do Yibum with the Tzara as well. Now, one of the 15 Arayos, explains Rashi and Dibra Maskel Kulan, is a daughter. In other words, Shimon's daughter is married to Reuven. So the halacha in such an instance is that if there was miun that was done, in other words, Shimon's daughter who did miun to Reuven, so then in such a case as well, Shimon can marry the other wife. Now analyzes the Gemara. What was the case in which Shimon's daughter is married to Reuven? The kid Shaman, who married her off? Elim, the kid Shavia. If we're going to say that Shimon married off his daughter, B'miun Sagila, in such a case is miun alof, get Malia, boy. A real get is needed. Elav the kachi inasha. So we've now found the case. Actually, the first mission in Yevamos seems to allude to a case of where she married herself off. Uktani debay miun. And we learned that there is a requirement of miun. That was Rav Kahana's question on Ula. Humaisivlov umefarikla, Rav Kahana defended Ula. Kigon shenasala maisa yisayma b'chaye ha'av. The way in which to explain the case in Yevamos that would not prove that when a ketana marries herself off, there is a requirement of miun, is in an instance of where there was a maisa yisoma b'chayu ha'af. Rashi explains a maisa yisoma doesn't mean the state of yisoma, but the following case, as Rashi describes four lines from the bottom. We're talking about an instance where the father had married his daughter off when she was a ketana. So far, so good. That's regular kedushei ketana. There you would need a get. And then, after the kedushei ketana, she was divorced. She got a get. Now, once a father marries his daughter off, then she's gone out of the father's rishus. And he can't marry her off a second time. And in that regard, she is a Yisoma. There is a Maisa Yisoma because no longer is the father the Bailam over her. If then, in such an instance, after she was married to the first husband by the father, she was divorced, she then went and married to somebody else. So then, in such a case, the way in which she becomes freed from that is Miyun. Now Rashi explains that that's a takana midrabanan, that we give validity to that kedushin, because if we're not going to have the concept of kedushin midrabanan, then in such a girl, people will be noig ba minig hefker. It was there, once again, to protect the girl, and there's kedushin midrabanan, when she doesn't have a father, and we're choshesh for that kedushin midrabanan, there's a requirement of miun. That is the case of the Mishnah. Omiano, in a case in which she had done miun to the previous brother. So then in such a case, if she was also an erva to Shimon, so then Shimon will be able to do yibum with Reuven's other wife because miun was already done. Masiv Rav Huna asks another kasha on Shitas Ula that says that there is no miyun in a case of ketanish and iskatsha shelo ledas aviya. Bottom line, mem dalet mem beis ein mochra lekrovim. The halacha is that one is not allowed to sell one's daughter to krovim as a ama, because ama evriya is supposed to be ro'ui liyeyud. We had that sugya in daf tezayin yud zayin yud ches, the concept that someone could decide to do yud with one's ama evriya. Since the halacha is, of course, that relatives cannot marry relatives, let's say Yaakov's the father, he cannot sell to his brother his daughter, because in such a case, of course, his brother, no, let's give a better case, his son, he can't sell to his son, because brother and sister, of course, can't be married. So, ein mochra lekrovim. Reb Shimon, Rabbi Eliezer, amru, mochra lekrovim. Rabbi Eliezer says, one is allowed to sell to one's relatives. Lechura, this machlokis is whether the Amma Avriya needs to be ra'ui liyeud. On to Memhei Amma Aleph, Rishavin, and everybody agrees, Shemachra Almana lekayin gadol, that if his daughter is an Almana, he could sell to her a kayin gadol. Grusha v'chalutza lekayin hedyat, even though the Adon will not be able to do Yeyud with her. Now, what is this case? He's selling his daughter who's already an Almana. Hay Almana hechidami. What was the case? Elam the kitcha via that the father had already married her off. Mimatzi mazbidla. Even if she gets divorced or her husband passes away, as we learned previously in Rashi, four lines from the bottom, Amdalad Amabez, that once a father sells his daughter, that's it. She goes out of the father's Rishus, that's already a Maisa Yisoma that the Gemara had referred to earlier. So, Mi Matzi Mazmula. Ha'ein Adam Mochas Bito Shifchas Achar Ishus. He's not allowed to sell his daughter to be a Shifcha after she's been married. Elulav the Kaddish Inavsha. It must be that she was Mekaddish herself. V'kakari lo almana, and we refer to her as an almana. So what do we see? We see that when a girl marries her off as a herself off as a ketana, it is binding to the point that the halacha views whoever she married her off to as one who changes her status as an almana. So what do you see? We see that there is validity and tokef to ketana sheniskatsha Shelo ledas avia. Amar Rav Amram Amar Rav Yitzchak. So that would be a kasha, of course, on Ula on the first wide line of Mendalid on the base. So Rav Amram Amar Rav Yitzchak answers seven lines on the top of Memhei Amar Aleph. Hacha b'kedusha Yehud va'alibad Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda da'amar Moshe Rishonos lav l'kedushin nitnu. Over here, we're talking about a particular instance that's not the standard instance of a woman who had been an almana and then got remarried. But rather, we're talking about a very particular case. As we had begun with before, the father had sold his daughter as a shifcha, and then the adon had done yeyud with her. He had done yeyud, he had married her, and then he passed away. Now, the opinion of Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda is that when a person sells his daughter for a Amma Evriya, the money is not included for a Kiddushin. We had earlier on Daf Yutes a Machlokis, whether the Mos HaRishonos are also for the Kiddusha Yeyur or not. So according to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, a new Maisa needs to be done where the Adon pays the father for Kiddushin for his daughter. And then in such an instance, we could now have the Adon passing away and the husband no longer being in the picture, because that's the Adon, and the father wants to sell his daughter, who was once a Shifcha, sell her again. And that's the halacha where we learned that he's allowed to sell her, even though she's an almana from Yehud to a Kohen Gadol. So even though the halacha is that a father cannot sell his daughter after he married her off, here he never really married her off. Rashi explains that it's not considered marriage when Yehud is done, the conventional marriage where we say Ein Shifchas Ach or Ishus. This would be a case of Shifchus, and even the Yehud falls into the category of Shifchus, and then the father would be able to marry her off. So therefore, we would find a case, according to Ula, of someone, a woman who is almana, who is an almana after Kedusha Ketana, even though generally that would only be a case of Yehud, generally Kedusha Ketana does not have tokif, does not take effect. The Gemara continues, Itmar meis v'nafla lifnei echov liyibum. What happens if there was a Kedusha Ketana that was done shalolish das avia, continuing our previous topic, where we follow the opinion of Rav and Shmuel, who say that the requirement is both miun and a get. Well, let me rephrase that. That Rav and Shmuel say that, and the Gemara is going to assume according to those opinions. Actually, in terms of the halacha, it seems that we follow the opinion of Ula that says afilu miun eino tzricha. But now we're going according to the opinion of Rav and Shmuel. So, Amar Rav, mimamenes lemamoroi ve'eina mimamenes lezikasa. So, in a case of where Ruvain married the Ketana without the consent of the father, and then Ruvain passes away. So now the question is, what's done in regards to Yibum? Now, to do Yibum would be very far-fetched, because Yibum is a mitzvah d'oraisa. The Ketana wasn't even married min ha-Torah to Ruvain. So hence Rav says, she does miun lima'amoro. That one of the brothers, if he says he wants to marry her, so then she does miun, and then everything works out fine. Ve'ena me'ma'enes lizikaso, but if she didn't do maimer, rather what was done was chalitza, so if Shimon comes along and does chalitza with the girl, so then in such an instance she doesn't even need to do miun. Then she just walks away and she looks for another husband. Maybe next time it would be better for her to communicate with her father. Ketzad osaba ma'amar, just spelling out this case in Yevamos, if she does ma'amar, tzricha get, utzricha chalitza, utzricha miun. But if ma'amar is done, so then not only do you have miun, as Rav had said, but rather you do three things. There's get, chalitza, and miun. Tzricha get, number one, there's a need for get. Shemin itzratza av b'kidushe sheni. We're afraid that maybe the father is going to want be a seed to the Kedushin with the second one. In this case, the second one is the Yibum, is the Yavam. When the second one, when the brother, Shimon, does Maimer, maybe the father is going to be happy with that. So therefore, for her to go free from the Yavam, now she needs a get. Tzricha Chalitza, you need chalitza shem nisratza b'kedusha rishon. We're afraid that the father is going to be interested in the kedusha rishon. He's going to say, no, I was really interested in the marriage with Ruvain. Unfortunately, he passed away before he had children, but I was really interested in that. So therefore, she needs chalitza from Shimon. Tzricha miyun, but she also needs miyun shem lo nisratza avlo b'kedusha rishon lo b'kedusha sheni. Maybe the father is not going to be happy with either of the Kedushin. V'yomru, and then people will think, Ein Kedushin Tovsin Bachosa. That people will think that if we don't require Miun, that if there was an instance where Levi marries Rachel's sister, Leah, then people will say, well, she was never married, Rachel was never married to him, and then in such a case, there's no problem with the Kedushin that was done to Leah, and in truth, there is, because we have to be Choshesh, Shemin Isratza Av B'Kedushin. And therefore, there is a requirement of Miun. The Halachos and Yevamos continue. Lo Asa B'Mamar. If she didn't do ma'amar, eina tzricha ela chalitza belvad. Then in such an instance, all that needs to be done is chalitza. The Gemara explains, mayamrit. Why would you have more than chalitza? Tiboy nami miyun. If you're going to say, well, maybe let's be concerned for miyun, shema yomer ein kedushin tovsin ma'achosa, hakol yodim, that everybody knows. Hakol yodim achos chalutza mid derabanan. Everybody knows that the prohibition of marrying the sister of someone who you've already done chalitza with is only midrabanan, and they'll know that the kedushin would be telfes with the sister. Hence, there is no requirement of miun. The Amar Reish Lakish, as Reish Lakish had taught, Kan Shana Rebbe, Rebbe taught in this context, Achos Gerusha Midoraisa. The halacha is that one is not allowed to marry the sister of one's divorcee. If Reuven is married to Rachel and he divorces her, he's not allowed to marry Leah, her sister, Mina Torah. Achas Chalutza Midivrei Sofrim. And for a Chalutza, it's Midrabanan. Hence, there's no requirement, as we had mentioned, in regards to Miun in the particular case. Wow, those were pretty intense Gemaras from Yevamos. Now we continue on, six lines from the bottom, Memhei Amud Aleph. Hanu Beit Rei. There were two individuals. In this case, they were two dads. Two dads that are about to marry off their kids. What happens is, when you have two dads sitting and drinking beer, it often doesn't end well. Hanu Beit Rei Davu Kishasi Chamri Tusi Tzifi Bibavel. They were drinking beer under a tree in Bavel. Shagul Chad Minayi Kosa Dechamra. One took a glass of beer. Yovle Lechavre. He gave it to his friend. Omar Mikadjish Mikadjali Bartech Lebre. Your daughter is married to my son with this beer. Omar Ravina. Ravina said, Afilu Mande Chashin Shema Nisratza Ha'av Sheminisratza ben lo amrinan. Once we've introduced this chash of Sheminisratza av, so that is a case in which a girl's makabel kedushin, but she's not old enough to be the bialim of her own kedushin, but we're concerned Sheminisratza av, that the father might go along with it. Hence, we had all the above complicated halachas. What about Sheminisratza ben? So says the Gemara, Sheminisratza ben. In other words, if a father of a boy marries him off to another girl by giving kedushin on his behalf, then we don't have the chash of shem nisratza haben. Continues the Gemara, top line of memhei amabez amale rabbana liravina. The rabbana said to Ravina v'dilma shavya shliach. Maybe the son made his dad a shliach. We're not talking about that it's just two drunk fellows talking to each other. This was something that had been arranged, possibly, between the father and the son. How do we know that that is not the case? Answers the Gemara, lo chatzif inish halavai. In our generation, we should see people acting this way. However, lo chatzif inish l'shavya v'o shliach. And that's chutzpah. To use one's father as a shliach, that is chutzpah, and that would not be something that people would do, even for someone whose father is a beer drinker. Says the Gemara, V'duma artsuya artse kame. Maybe what happened was that the son told the father, I want to marry her, and please help me out in terms of how to marry her. And then the father thought of the following idea. Well, we're drinking buddies, me and her dad. So that will be the way to do it. So why don't we be choshesh for that? Says the Gemara, Omar luhu Rabba bar simi, beferish Omar mar de lo savar, laha de Ravu Shmuel. No. The opinion over here is based on something else, says Rabba bar simi. And that is, the whole chash of Shema Nisratza Ha'av was something that Rav and Shmuel had been concerned about. And therefore, there's room to discuss Shema Nisratza Haben. However, if we say that we don't follow the opinion of Rav and Shmuel of Shema Nisratza Ha'av, so certainly there's no room to be Choshesh for Shema Nisratza Haben. Says the Gemara, seven lines on top, Ahu Gavra de Kodesh, Bikisha de Yerika Bishuka. There was an individual who was Mekadesh, a Ketana Bishuk, Shalolidas Avia, with a bundle of vegetables. Amar Ravina. Ravina says, Afilu Manda Amar Choshishin Shemin Sratza Av. When do we say that maybe the father would go along with it and then Rav and Shmuel require Miun, Hanimili Derech Kavod? But that's only if it's done nicely with a nice ring. Avil Derech Bizayon Lo. But here the father would be totally opposed. That was a bundle of vegetables, so then he would not be into it at all. And then we don't even have to be choshesh, shema nisratza avia. Amar le Ravacha midifta Ravina bizayin demai. In what way is this a bizayon? In what way is this a bizayon? What exactly is it that bizayon over here? E bizayon de yarka. If you're going to say it's because of a small bundle of vegetables, e bizayon de shuka. Or is it because I was done the shuk? We've already discussed earlier that Rav Mangid al Misha Kidesh Bashuk. It was something that was frowned upon for a few reasons. Number one, as the Gemara over here seems to be alluding to, that could be it's Bizayon de Isha. And number two is it makes Kedushin frivolous and, for that matter, halachically dangerous if people are going to be doing Kedushin in haphazard settings, because then the woman become an Eishes Ish. So Gemara asks, what exactly is the problem here? Nafkamina, the nafkamina of whether the bizayon is the yerek or is a shuk, the kaddish bekaspa beshuka. If kesev is used in the shuk, o bekisha di yarka bebesa, or the vegetables were done in the house. Armeloi edivi derech bizayon, who both are derech bizayon. And again, on Yud Beis and Mebeis, Rav gave malchus for those who are mekaddish beshuk. Ahud amar likrivoi, vihi amar likriva. There was someone who said to his relatives, you know, I want to marry off my young daughter to you. And his wife said, I want to marry off my daughter to you. Kafte ad amaloi tahavi likrive. The woman forced the father to marry off the daughter to her relatives. Ad achli v'shasi, while they were eating and drinking, celebrating that she was going to get married to her relatives, asi krevei b'igra, his relatives snuck up v'kidsha and was mekadesh her on the roof. Igra is the roof in a surreptitious context. Amar Abaye, Ksiv, Sheiris Yisrael Yasu Avla, V'lo Yidaber Chozov. This is a very important pasuk in Sfanya. Whoever is left of Klal Yisrael doesn't speak Avla, speaks nicely, their actions are not corrupt. In other words, what Abaye is saying is that since the husband promised that she was, the girl, was going to marry his wife's relatives, then he does not go along with this. And since he doesn't go along with it, of course the Kedushin is not valid if the father is not going along with it. Rav Omer Chazokein on the Matariach Suuda Umafsida. Rava says that there is a Chazaka, this we have in Ksubis Andaf Yura Amir Aleph, that if a person is going to prepare a Suuda, in the case in Ksubis, it's a case of where a husband is preparing a Suuda, then it shows that he's serious about giving the girl a full Ksuba. So then, here too, the father would not prepare a Suuda without real intention to marry off to his wife's family. My binai wika binai delotarch. The nafkamina between the two, between Abaye's explanation and Rava's explanation, is what happens if the father didn't go out of his way to prepare. According to Abaye, still, he promised that his daughter was going to be married to this person, so we don't have to be choshesh, sheminis ratza ha'av. However, according to Rava, words, unfortunately, are cheap, and not everybody, do we assume, follows that pasuk, that beautiful pasuk in Sfanya. The only time we could assume that the father is really following through is in a case of where he actually prepared a Su'uda. Because we began early on a Mem Dalet Amud Beis, we are going to stop over here. Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up halfway through Mem Hei Amud Beis. These are beautiful Gemaras. Today's daf was quite a challenge, because on Mem Hei Amud Aleph we had a lot from Maseches Yevamos. The crux of our discussion, though, was the machlokes between Shmuel and Rav on the one hand and Ula on the other, of whether when a girl marries herself off, do we have to be choshe shema nisratza abe kedushin, and therefore miun and a get be necessary, as elaborated on the Gemara. Rav and Shmuel say yes, Ula says no. The Gemara challenges from Sugyas in Yevamos the opinion of Ula. Ula comes out standing, and at the end of the day, even though the Gemara discusses the opinion Rav in many contexts, it seems that we follow the Shita of Ula. After challenging from Yevamos, the Gemara then discusses instances where maybe the father is representing his son. And according to Rav and Shmuel, that just like we say, Shem Nisrat Ha'av, maybe we should say Shem Nisrat Ha'ben. And the Gemara concludes that we generally do not assume Shem Nisrat Ha'ben. Finally, the Gemara says that if a father and mother have decided that they're going to marry off their daughter to a particular party, even if someone else comes along and surreptitiously marries her, nevertheless, we're not choshesh nisratza ha'av, either because of Sheris Yisrael lo yasu avla, v'lo yidabru chazav, or because there would be toreach b'seuda. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Mem Hei in Maseches Kedushin.